Over the course of last week, our markets dealt with a lot of noise around world events. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. All of our markets were reacting in some form or another here this past week on a lot of the noise going on through world events. Chip Nellinger is with Blue Reef Agri-Marketing based out of Morton, Illinois, and we talk a little bit about the cattle side of things.
When you relate that directly to the cattle market, both feeders and live cattle, really impressive performance here. Obviously a lot of volatility, a lot of news, you know, armed conflict in the Middle East with Iran, crude oil surging, the stock market breaking. Even in spite of that, pretty sharp move yesterday in cattle. And just as we've been talking here, Keith, the April live cattle moving into higher territory after a lower open, just goes to show you how friendly the fundamental situation is continuing in this cattle complex.
As Chip pointed out, there are a number of factors playing a role when it comes to our cattle markets.
We have tight supplies. We have good demand. And, that's going to be the underwriting theme here for quite a while. So you're going to have volatility. But right now, I think it's just been incredibly impressive what the cattle complex has done here over the last week since we started, these tensions with Iran.
You talked there about fundamentals. I believe that's also the story on the hog side of things as well, kind of going back to the fundamental news.
Yeah, absolutely. And, there's been a strong kind of counter-seasonal move higher in the hog market. I think that underlying this, we've got a lot of disease issues really early in the season here. As we get into summer, how bad could that be is the question. And so, you continue to hold these summer month hogs well north of 100. That is very, very unusual, and they've been there for quite some time.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.